Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Olympic gold medalist Keegan Randall has breast cancer. The recently retired cross-country ski champion from Anchorage says she was recently diagnosed and began treatment this week. Randall made the announcement on social media this morning. Known for her pink-streaked hair, Randall says, quote, "The color pink has taken on a new chapter in my life," unquote, adding that the diagnosis was early and doctors say her prognosis is good. Randall recently moved to British Columbia with her husband and son following a ski career that included World Cup titles and culminated in February with she and Jesse Diggins winning the Olympic team sprint in South Korea, the United States' first Olympic gold medal in cross-country skiing. Randall says she's returned to Anchorage to undergo treatment at Providence Medical Center, saying she's scared but is determined to remain positive and active. Randall started her first round of chemotherapy Monday and says she rode her bike to and from the hospital. Randall is not the only Alaska cross-country ski Olympian battling breast cancer. Aylin Allegood of Fairbanks, who competed in the 2002 Winter Games, has also been undergoing treatment for the disease. Some Alaska firefighters are headed to the lower 48. State Division of Forestry spokesman Tim Mowry says the crews are scheduled to go south today.
Jets coming up from the National Interagency Coordination Center will pick them up in Anchorage. They'll fly to Boise, Idaho. And from there, they'll be assigned out to fires based on the need.
Mowry says the deployment includes five 20-person crews of highly skilled firefighters.
One is the Pioneer Peak hotshot crew based out of Palmer, and the rest, the other four, are all Type 2 initial attack crews. Gannett Glacier, Tanah Chiefs, the Yukon crew from the Kenai, and then a Forest Service crew out of Anchorage.
The crews will join 40 Division of Forestry overhead and support personnel already working on Lower 48 fires. Mowry stresses that Alaska has a sufficient number of firefighters and aircraft in state in case things intensify here, but he says the season has been pretty slow, with only about 270,000 acres burned.
In a normal year, you know, we're typically seeing 500 fires and burning about 1.2 million acres. So as far as Alaska fire seasons go, this has been well below normal.
Mowry adds that Alaska fire crews typically begin heading outside in mid-July as weather conditions here transition.
Sort of the time of year when the weather patterns shift in Alaska and bring, you know, cooler, wetter weather in from the southwest.
There were only three staff fires in Alaska as of yesterday. Progress is reported on two blazes in the Yukon Flats, which were started by lightning on July 2nd. Mowry says containment is expected today on a smaller fire in the Delta Junction area, which started Monday.
The cause of the fire was a structure fire, evidently on a house that was still under construction. The exact cause isn't known, but they're investigating that. But we responded because it was reported to be spreading into the wildlands, and it was really windy down there.
Mowry says most of the 9-acre burn area was in an adjacent farm field. He notes that the state used water drops from a helicopter and help from two local fire departments to knock down the flames. This summer's Yukon salmon runs are tracking well below forecast. KYUK reports that fewer kings and summer chums are estimated to have entered the river than expected, and that high water and debris have made it tough to catch and count the fish. With more than 90% of the kings past the lower Yukon, data indicates that only around 165,000 have made it past pilot station, much less than the low-end king projection of 175,000 fish. Summer chum are also below the preseason forecast of 2.5 million. Managers now expect about 1.7 million chums. I'm Dan Bross.